At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play your guess is as good as mine?
It's Roberto. Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Roberto, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, your categories. We have the cities with the most traffic jams in the United States and the best and worst car brands, according to Consumer Reports. So, Roberto, basically, is it the 10 best cars or the 10 worst cities for traffic you want to try?
10 worst cities for traffic.
Okay. Let's see here. They say the annual study found traffic cost the average commuter about 43 hours of their life last year.
Damn, man.
43 hours.
It's like a work week being in traffic.
It's more than a full week's worth of work. That's just the extra time you spend on the road thanks to traffic jams and slowdowns. So what we have for you is the 10 U.S. cities with the worst traffic. And guess what? They are exactly the same as 2023. A few just swapped spots.
Yeah.
So, Roberto, you know the game is played. Try to get me right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, what is your first guess?
All right. My first guess, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say Seattle.
Seattle, Washington is number 10. Drivers spend an average of 63 hours in traffic a year in Seattle. They also factor in things like average driving speed, other things, but that's...
Seattle's, I feel like here, Seattle's for the most part, it's like, hey, we're going to shut down I-5 between two important areas, but we're going to do it starting on a Friday night when we have also planned 17 big events. Have fun.
Right. And down in DuPont, in that JBLM area, they have constructed a brand new road. It's just like a tight tunnel. There's nowhere to pull over for an accident. There's no way for emergency crews to get through. It's just an absolute engineering disaster.
Yeah, Seattle's bad with the planning.
Matter of fact, they built a bridge 3 feet off of the road. We're supposed to go 65 miles an hour. A concrete structure.
Right.
Kaboom. Game over. Yeah, you're right, Roberto. Seattle is number 10 on the list.
All right, I'm going to go L.A., please.
Los Angeles, California, an average of 88 hours a year. They are number 3 on the list.
Number 3?
Number 3.
I got to think. New York. Maybe Houston, San Fran sucks. At least in my experience, that is some of the worst traffic.
Yep, I was just down in San Francisco knocking down some gigs. This is Roberto, the unicycler.
Oh, right on, man. Roberto. So you're going to go San Francisco?
Yep, I was just down there knocking out some gigs, so I'm going to San Francisco, yes.
Okay.
Not
the top 10.
Man.
I mean, traditionally, I feel like Boston, D.C.,
New York.
And I think, Houston shows up a lot.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago's not a bad call.
Number 2, 102 hours a year in traffic.
The only problem with New York is a lot of people do use the trains there.
They do. But look, a lot of people use the trains, use taxis, everything. I cannot believe anyone chooses to drive there. But the traffic is still just a freaking nightmare, man. And very verbal.
I gotta go to New York.
New York City, number one, 102 hours in traffic, tying Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Only one strike, Roberto. So far, you're correct on New York, Chicago, L.A., and Seattle. So you've got four out of the 10.
Boston's
number four. An average of 79 hours a year in traffic.
I want to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the car.
Ted's right.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Ooh, good call, man.
Number eight.
Right. Yeah, good call,
65
man.
Hours a year in traffic. They are up one spot from last year's number nine to number eight.
Way to go. Way
moving
to go,
on.
Atlanta.
They're
moving
celebrating.
On.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right. Now I'm trying. Huh, I'm thinking.
I think Ted was right with D.C. That's always a nightmare.
Yeah. That sounds like, yeah, D.C. would be good.
Okay.
Yep.
D.C. is number nine.
Yep.
62 hours a year in traffic, but it did fall two spots. Last year was number seven.
All right.
So
there you go.
By this list, it's getting a little better.
Not a whole lot of people going to D.C. anymore,
I guess.
Everyone was fired. Traffic died away.
No. Roberto, let's see what you've done here. Okay, so far, you've gotten New York correct. Chicago correct, number two. L.A. number three. Boston number four. Atlanta eight. D.C. nine. And Seattle 10. So far, you've gotten seven correct. There are three cities left on the list.
Is there any more that might be out here on the west side of the country that we should be looking at?
These are, there are two East Coasters, one Midwestern. Not Midwestern, Southern. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking Houston, Texas.
That is number seven. That was my Southern location. I was trying to figure out the right way to geographically put that.
Last two are on the East Coast.
Next two are on the East Coast. You've got one strike, two remain.
East Coast, I'm going
Miami,
Pittsburgh or
maybe.
Philly.
How about Baltimore?
Baltimore is not on the list. I think that's basically just a population thing.
Yeah.
Plus, they've got a great beltway. You can fly on that damn thing.
Same thing. Philadelphia, Miami.
Still on the East Coast. You already got Atlanta.
Philly definitely has some pretty sad traffic. I'm going Philadelphia.
Number five,
all right.
77 hours a year in traffic. It did move up one spot this year from sixth to fifth.
All right,
Roberto, you've got two strikes. You have one city remaining. These are the cities with the most traffic jams in America.
Okay, and it's
East Coast city so far. Your East Coast cities you've named: New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, sort of. D.C.
Man,
if that helps you.
Yeah.
My only thought would be Miami. I don't.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Know if that's right, but...
And I don't think Richmond's big enough to be on this list.
That's what I mean. I don't think you get those places big enough.
I mean, maybe Raleigh? Or Charlotte?
Say, like, Raleigh-Durham.
Or Charlotte. Yeah, Raleigh-Durham's probably not big enough, so maybe Charlotte?
Maybe.
I don't know. This is a tough one.
You guys are dancing around it. You've said it. You've said. You know, you said the city.
I'm going to go Miami.
You got it, buddy.
Yep.
Number six. Very good. You ran the table, Roberto, and your guess is as good as mine. Here are your cities. Seattle with 63 hours a year in traffic. D.C. comes in at 9. At 8, it's Atlanta. Houston, 7. Miami, 6. Philly, 5. Boston, 4. L.A., 3. Chicago, 2. And New York, number 1. Now, New York was the most congested city in North America. Believe it or not, New York City is also the second most congested city worldwide.
Really?
Istanbul is first. Drivers in New York, 102 hours last year. Chicago does rank 3rd overall at 102 hours.
My God.
So, yeah.
That's the thing I always try to remind people about New York, too, is they're like, you didn't grow up that far away from it. I'm like, I didn't. But New York City is one of those world cities that sits alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very
like,
much so.
Everybody in France doesn't live in Paris, or other right. cities aren't like Paris. So I'm like, you want to know what New York's like, you got to go see
you gotta
it.
You got to be
in New York. Because it's just different.
Mine was Boston. That was the worst traffic I've ever been in.
Boston, I found the traffic terrifying. Just the driving style is a little different. For me, as far as the worst traffic, I just go back to San Francisco. The few times I've been down there, I'm like, this is unbelievable. I don't know if they just drive slow, if the lights are messed up, but I seriously hate being in traffic in San Francisco.
Boston's tough, too, because when they designed it, all the streets led to this giant circle thing in the middle where they brought your horses. So, right. like... It's not easy getting around. It's most of the roads all lead to like the center of
center
town.
Point,
the, the most in my world, the hardest place I've ever tried to learn to drive is D.C. Just because of the configuration
the
of the roadway in the cities.
Right.
So if you don't realize that it's kind of like a clock dial,
everything there's diagonal. Instead of north south, everything it's
shoots out like this, like a spiral.
It's diagonal. So you're either going northeast or southwest, but you're never just going north. You're never just going south, and it. It throws people off all the time.
So they say, I mean, when you grow up there, you know how the streets are named by states and everything. So it makes it easier. You know that. But I'm with you. It's very confusing if you're
and
not
look
from
at,
there.
Like they say, the south side of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In D.C., you've got southeast.
Oh, yeah.
You got northwest, which is the rich area. You know, you got northeast, which is the we're manufacturing an area with a little bit of.
Kind of like what Ted was saying, it kind of branched out from a central location sort of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like where my grandparents grew up, it's in northeast. I mean, it is in the middle of the city, but it's called Turkey Thicket. It's like, you
Which
know,
does
the
not
50s,
sound very urban.
Right. There were still turkeys out there, and they lived in a thicket.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.